This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The triangular parcel of land at the confluence of the Allegheny, Monongahela, and Ohio rivers played a pivotal role in American history and became the birthplace of Pittsburgh. Located at the forks of the Ohio River, the site now known as Point State Park was an important hub for trade between American Indians and European traders in the mid-18th century. By the beginning of the French and Indian War, the area had become a critical military stronghold. In February 1754, Captain William Trent of Virginia established the first fort at the point, commonly known as Trent's Fort. Later that spring, more than 800 French troops arrived and forced the British to flee. The French then built Fort Duquesne, named in honor of Marquis Duquesne, the Governor General of the French-controlled American colonies. Determined to possess the strategic point, the British sent young George Washington, who was forced to surrender his entire command at Fort Necessity. Next came General Edward Braddock in 1755, but his troops were defeated by French soldiers and their American Indian allies during the Battle of the Monongahela. In 1758, Scottish General John Forbes led an expedition of 6,000 soldiers to the point. The outnumbered French destroyed Fort Duquesne in advance of the British arrival and abandoned the point. Forbes immediately ordered a larger fort to be built, which he named Fort Pitt, in honor of British Secretary of State William Pitt. Forbes dubbed the settlement between the rivers Pittsburgh, spelled with an H, like his native Edinburgh. The city of Pittsburgh grew from the settlements surrounding Fort Pitt. Today, visitors to Point State Park can learn more about the birthplace of Pittsburgh, or Pittsburgh, at the Fort Pitt Museum.